Well, I have to play my favorite carol as an introduction to the holiday bit that I do every year on the Mike Novak Show, and that is the recording of It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. And unbelievably, I'm looking... This is too cool. I'm looking all around me, and the whole studio is filled with
all
people.
Your favorite people.
Yes, exactly. Let's see. In order, I've got the team. Well, Mary, Lisa Albrecht is playing Mary, and she's sitting. We're all sharing mics too. That's the other thing. This is real radio theater, and Mary is played by Lisa Albrecht. Rob Carthall, is there, and you're playing like.
Six or eight.
Yeah,
guys.
Different roles. Yeah, like Mean Man and Man. And then, of course, Dennis Sheeter is here. Denny?
Hello.
And he's playing St. Joseph and a bunch of others. Robbie Earhart from Mighty House is here.
I'm playing Pete.
And are you?
Salesman.
We are doing some gender bending in this because one of the things you learn about certain movies, well, the ones in the 40s, there were only men in them. Usually you had one role for a woman there. And I've got a lot of women here in the studio, and including
Sarah Batka,
who's here. And Sarah, who are you playing?
Janie, Zuzu, and Young Harry.
And Ron Cowgill from Mighty House. Pull that and speak right into it.
How's that? Sound pretty good?
Yeah, not bad. That's okay. Not bad. So when you're using that mic over there, you got to yell into
get
it.
Into it.
Get really into it. And Uncle Billy, once again.
Uncle Billy. And then I'm also some kind of mean
angry
truck
man.
Driver
oh,
deal
truck driver.
Guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, that's what I'm doing.
And then?
Carol Brewer's here. Hello.
And you were playing?
I'm playing Violet, Ernie the cab driver, and Man.
Like I said, we had to divvy up some of these roles because there's a lot of different roles. We have more women than we have men here.
I'm so glad I get to just be Mary.
That's right. It's a privileged role. You get to just do the Mary thing. So,
and you're sitting next to Mike. You get that special seat, you know.
Well, I'm in love with George. So where else would I sit?
That's
right. True.
It's close quarters here, but we'll do the best we can. Okay. All right, you folks ready to do this?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right. So everybody, you want to do? You can do Sam Wainwright. You want to do the
no,
hee-haw?
It's all you, man.
You sure?
No, I don't want to take anything away from you because this is your production, sir.
But I brought all of you in, and I'm paying all these extravagant salaries, so I might as well.
So if I can get paid to do less, why wouldn't I do that?
The contractor's motto.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. Here we go, then, folks. The X number time that I've done this, I have no idea. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life.
Hello, Joseph. Trouble?
A lot of people are asking for help for a man named George Bailey.
Joseph, send for Clarence.
You sent for me, sir?
Oh, that's me. I actually know this script. Yes, Clarence. A man down on Earth needs our help.
Sir, if I should accomplish this mission, might I perhaps win my wings?
Clarence, you do a good job with George Bailey, and you'll get your wings.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
See the town?
Hey, who's that?
That's your problem, George Bailey. That's him when he was 12.
Help! George, help!
Hang on, Harry!
George saved his brother's life that day.
Mr. Potter! Who's that?
That's Henry F. Potter, the richest and meanest man in the county.
Mr. Potter, what makes you such a hard-skulled character? You can't begin to spend all the money you got.
Oh, I suppose I should give it to miserable failures like you and that idiot brother of yours to spend for me.
He's not a failure. You're not. You're the biggest man in town. Bigger than him. Bigger than everybody.
George Bailey, I'll love you till the day I die.
Hello, Mr. Gower.
This way, capsules.
Don't hit my Sawyer again. Don't hit my Sawyer again.
Genuine English cowhide combination lock. Fitted up with brushes, combs.
No.
I want a big one. What'd you stop it for?
I want you to take a good look at that face.
Who is it?
George Bailey.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bailey.
Hello, Violet. Hey, you look good. That's some dress you got on there.
Why, this old thing? Why, I only wear it when I don't care how I look.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, my last meal at the old Bailey boarding house.
You wouldn't consider coming back to the building alone, would you?
I want to do something big and something important. Pop, I think I'll get dressed and go over to Harry's party. Hee-haw! Uh-oh, Sam Wainwright. Well, hello.
Hello.
And dance by the light of the moon.
Oh, hot dog, just like an organ. Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world.
George, come on, quick. Your father's had a stroke.
Now we come to the real purpose of this meeting, to appoint a successor to our dear friend Peter Bailey.
Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to dissolve this institution and turn its assets and liabilities over to the receiver. Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Sentimental hogwash.
George, they voted Potter down. They've appointed George here as executive secretary to take his father's place.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving right now. I'm going to school. This is my last chance. Uncle Billy here. He's your man.
Wild Irish Rose. I'm all right. I'm all right.
I know, I know. He didn't go.
That's right.
Well, hello, Mary. I just happened to be passing by.
Yes, so I noticed. Well, are you coming in or aren't you?
Well, I'll come in for a minute.
Would you like to sit down?
All right, for a minute.
Would you rather leave?
Now, you listen to me. I don't want any plastics, and I don't want any ground floors, and I don't want to get married ever to anyone. You understand that? I want to do what I want to do, and you're...
George!
Oh, Mary,
George,
Mary, Mary.
George!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over there at the bank, George. I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
If you close your doors before 6 p.m., you will never reopen. 3, 2, 1, bingo! We made it! Close the door, we made it. Look, look, we're still in business. We still got $2 left. A toast to Mama Dollar and to Papa Dollar. And if you want to keep this old building alone in business, you better have a family real quick.
I own the house. Me, Giuseppe Martini. I own my own house.
Bailey family's been a boil on...
Rob, you're great.
That's a great martini. Do that again. I want to hear that one more time.
I own the house. Me, Giuseppe Martini. I own my own house.
Bailey family's been a boil on my neck long enough. Well, I suppose I'll find out sooner or later, but just what exactly did you want to see me about? The point is, I want to hire you. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year. The answer's no. No, doggone it. You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say that you are nothing but a scurvy little spider. And that goes for you, too.
Now, you've probably already guessed that George never leaves Bedford Falls.
No. Joseph, now show him what happened today.
$8,000. Oops.
We've got to find that money.
I'm no good to you.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? You realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Hello, Daddy.
Must she keep playing that?
Daddy, the Browns next door have a new car. You should see it.
Well, what's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you? Hello, Mrs. Welsh? Say, what kind of a teacher are you anyway? Hello, who's this? Oh, Mr. Welsh. Okay, that's fine, Mr. Welsh. Give me a chance to tell you what I really think of your wife.
Daddy, how do you spell hallelujah?
How should I know? What do you think I am, a dictionary? Tommy, stop that. Stop it. Janie, haven't you learned that silly tune yet? You play it over and over again. Now stop it. Stop it. Well, what's the matter with everybody? Janie, go on. I told you to practice. Now go on. Play.
Oh, Daddy.
Must you torture the children?
Is Daddy in trouble?
Yes, Pete.
I'm in trouble, Mr. Potter. I've got to raise $8,000 immediately.
You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. What are you but a warped, frustrated young man? But I tell you what I'm going to do for you, George. I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest. Misappropriation of funds. Malfeasance. Manipulation.
Why are you drinking so much, my friend? Please, go home, Mr. Bailey. This is a Christmas Eve.
Bailey, next time you talk to my wife like that, you'll get worse.
Now look what you did. My great-grandfather planted this tree. Come back here, you drunken fool.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Look, where are you going?
Help! Help!
Well, who are you then? Clarence Oddbody, AS2. AS2, what's that AS2? Angel, second class. Well, why'd you want to save me? That's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel. Well, you look about like the kind of angel I'd get. What'd you say? I said I wish I'd never been born. Oh, no, you mustn't say that. Wait a minute. Joseph? You've got your wish. You've never been born. Well, what I need's a couple of good stiff drinks. How about you, Angel? You want a drink? Where's my car?
Beg your pardon?
My car. I'm the fellow that owns the car that ran into your tree.
You must mean two other trees. You had me worried. One of the oldest trees in Pottersville.
Pottersville? Why, you mean Bedford Falls.
I mean Pottersville.
Well, come on, Gabriel. Clarence. Every time you hear a bell ring, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
That does it. Out, you two pixies. Go to the door or out the window. Get me. I'm giving out wings.
Yeah, you're crazy. That's what I think. You're screwy. You're driving me crazy, too. I'm seeing things here. I'm going home and see my wife and family. You understand that? And I'm going home alone. Ernie, take me home. I'm going off my nut.
Where do you live?
Well, now, doggone it, Ernie. Don't you start pulling that stuff. You know where I live. 320 Sycamore. Now, hurry up.
All right. 320 Sycamore.
Bert, what's happened to this house? Where's Mary? Where's my kids?
Watching Bert.
Bert! Ernie, what's the matter with you two guys? You were here on my wedding night. You both of you stood out there on the porch and sung to us. Don't you remember? Mother, this is George. I thought sure you'd remember me.
George who?
All I know is this should be Bailey Park, but where are the houses? Gone. Where's Harry? Dead. Where's Mary? You're not going to like it, George. Where's Mary? Where is she? She's just about to close up the library. Ah, there must be some easier way for me to get my wings. Mary, it's George. Do you know me? What's happened to us?
I don't know you. Let me go.
Oh, Mary, please. Oh, don't do this to me. Please, Mary, help me.
No, stand back.
Wait a second. Let me get the line up.
I know.
Let's try it again.
Sorry.
Mary, it's George. Don't you know me? What's happened to us?
I don't know you. Let me go.
Mary, please. Oh, don't do this to me. Please, Mary, help me. Where's our kids? I need you, Mary.
Stand back.
Help me, Clarence. Please, I want to live again. Help me, please.
George, hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
Bert, do you know me?
Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's Zuzu's petals. Zuzu. There they are! Bert, what do you know about that? Merry Christmas! Yay! Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas, Movie House! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan! Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you in jail!
Merry Christmas, Daddy!
Kids, Janie, Tommy!
Daddy!
Zuzu, my little ginger snap, how do you feel?
Fine, not a smidge of temperature.
George!
Oh, let me touch you. Are you real? You have no idea what's happened to me.
Come on, George. Come downstairs. Come on, Uncle Billy, everyone.
Mary did it, George. Mary did it. She told some people that you were in trouble. They scoured all over town and collected the money.
Harry.
A toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town. You want me to redo that one?
Just, yeah.
No, you could probably use your regular voice for that.
Yeah, it's just... Wait till we're in the clear. What?
That's a Giuseppe Martini.
I know. Giuseppe Martini as Harry. Okay.
A toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of anxiety?
Look, Daddy. Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
We'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne.
Give yourself a round of applause. It's kind of funny how all those characters started sounding like Giuseppe Martini after a while.
Martini.
Yeah, you got kind of into the martini spirit, huh? The Baileys. Well, George Bailey. We have other kind of Baileys here, too. But that's another. All right. Before we go, all right, let's pass the microphone around. Everybody gets to do a holiday wish here. Mr. Martini, let's start off with you there. Pull that microphone right over.
Merry Christmas.
Nothing serious, huh? Nothing serious is going to come out of you, huh?
Nope, not a smidge.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Robbie?
Everybody be safe and have a great holiday season.
See how sweet that was. Wasn't that nice? Sarah?
Happy holidays, everyone, and best wishes for 2014.
Mr. Ron Coghill?
Happy holidays, everybody, and get the building next year. We all need it.
Oh, yeah, and hire DR Services.
Nary Contractor. Yes.
There you go.
Have a merry, merry contractor. Carol?
Have a great holiday season and a great new year, 2014. Woohoo.
And Mary, what's happened to
George.
Us?
Oh, George. No, Merry Christmas. Mike and everybody else, I'm just so lucky to be here, and I want to say thank you to all the people doing hard environmental work out there. Keep up the good work and keep going in 2014.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, and I want to send my love to Mighty House and the team at Mighty House for coming in here, at least part of the team. And this great stuff you guys do on Saturday morning, it's really fun listening to your show. And you help a lot of people. That's a good thing.
Well, hopefully we're helping people and having a good time at this, you know, while we're doing it. And that's the whole purpose.
We wish we were back-to-back again. That was so much fun.
Self-help Sundays.
Yes.
Let's bring back self-help Sundays.
I would prefer self-help Saturdays.
That would work for me, too. Okay. can I put in my bid for that self-help Saturday? Can we make that happen here? And I want to thank my team. Lisa and Rob and Sarah and Carol, who not usually here all at the same time, but it doesn't matter. You guys get it covered, and I just love seeing what?
You forgot Kathleen.
She's not in the studio, but you're right. I can't forget Kathleen, who's also part of the team. And Denny who's trying to engineer the radio station. Shh, shh.
His name's not Denny. He's Renters Roundup, dude.
That's true. Renters. And he's also part of the Mighty House team. So a lot of people doing a lot of work. And yes, Kathleen, you too, even though you weren't here in the studio to do Wonderful Slice.
We love you, Kathleen.
And that's kind of it. So everybody have a great holiday. And I'm probably going to come back and wrap up the show. I don't know what to say at this point, but it's all on tape anyway. So I get to edit whatever I say now anyway.
So we can say f***.
What?
See, I love her.
Okay, welcome to the Family Hour on the Mike Novak Show, starring Sarah Batka. I'm going to.
Oh yeah.
That's staying. That is so staying on this tape. All right.
No, don't do that. Yeah. Staying.
Not if I bleep it. All right. Now I'm going to turn this off before something bad happens. All right. Thank you, folks.
Merry Christmas.